I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sudan has faced years of civil war. Hundreds of thousands of people have been killed in north-south violence, but that's all come to an end. Africa Inland Mission Sudan Unit Leader Phil Beiler, speaking from Sudan, says secession has come to South Sudan.
99% of the people voted to separate. Over 80% of the registered voters voted, and North Sudan government says they will accept these results.
Beiler says many compare this to the fall of the Berlin Wall. Official separation won't happen until July 9th as an interim government is established and elections scheduled. There's bad news, too, though. The Muslim North could become more fundamentalist, says Beiler.
They will establish Sharia law in a much stronger way in the North, and I expect that the Christians will be quite marginalized and probably suffer significant persecution.
Is this a concern of his?
Yes and no. The church often grows through persecution rather than goes under with it. So who knows how God will use that.
And the rapid spread of the gospel in Madhya Pradesh, India, over the last decade is viewed as a threat to some Hindus. Extremists have been talking for months about wiping out believers at a Hindu celebration tomorrow. Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says festival leaders deny the cleansing will happen. But
we know who the people are that are organizing this religious festival, and these are very active, violent, political extremist groups who have previously repeatedly stated their intention to get rid of all Christians in India.
Pray for safety. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. You'll get a chance to put shoes in the feet of needy kids, all in the name of Christ. Enter for your chance to win. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.